Work from anywhere, the post-COVID revolution. Dr. Chris Blair, Group Director of 21st Century. What is WFA and how did we get here? Once upon a time, in a world where suits and ties were the shackles of productivity, the office was the altar at which we worshipped the corporate gods. Then, in 2020, a pesky virus named COVID-19 gatecrashed the party, forcing employers to unshackle their workers and send them home to toil in pajamas. Thus, the work from anywhere, WFA, revolution was born, a paradigm shift allowing employees to perform their duties from virtually any location with an internet connection, Brynjolfsson et al., 2020. No longer confined to cubicles, workers discovered they could be just as effective, or ineffective, from a beach in Bali, a coffee shop in Cape Town, or their childhood bedroom surrounded by questionable 90s posters. WFA emerged as a pragmatic response to lockdowns but quickly morphed into a lifestyle choice. Companies, initially skeptical, invested in tools like Zoom, Slack, and Microsoft Teams, which became the digital glue holding remote teams together, Chowdhury, Farugi, and Larson, 2021. By 2025, WFA has cemented itself as a global trend, with 58% of knowledge workers worldwide reporting at least partial remote work arrangements, Gartner, 2024. But what does this mean for the modern worker? Let's explore the absurdly liberating possibilities. The absurd joys of WFA, productivity in unlikely places. Picture this. I'm lying in a hospital bed, pelvis shattered after an ill-advised attempt at rollerblading. Don't ask. Morphine drips into my veins, yet I'm firing off emails with the precision of a caffeinated sniper. Thanks to WFA, my productivity remains unscathed, though my dignity is another story. Colleagues assume I'm at my desk, not grimacing through a nurse's sponge bath. This is the magic of WFA, the ability to maintain professional facades in the most undignified circumstances. Or consider my mate Dave, who recently completed a project proposal in the Himalayas. While the rest of us battled load shedding in Johannesburg, Dave was sipping yak butter tea, dodging altitude sickness, and nailing deadlines. His email signature proudly read, "Sent from 5,000 meters above sea level." Then there's Chloe, who's turned her local coffee shop into a boardroom. Surrounded by the aroma of ethically sourced beans and the clatter of hipster laptops, she crafts spreadsheets with the focus of a Zen monk. Her barista knows her order better than her boss knows her job title. WFA lets Chloe blend work with life's small pleasures, like overpriced lattes and eavesdropping on wannabe poets. For the truly decadent, there's Heather working from bed. Picture her, nestled in a duvet cocoon, laptop mouse balanced on a pillow, answering emails while pretending it's not 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. No commute, no office banter, just pure, unadulterated comfort. And let's not forget my colleague Craig, who sent a client presentation from a game reserve in Kruger. Between slides, he WhatsApped us a photo of a lion yawning 20 meters away. Just another day at the office, he quipped. These vignettes highlight WFA's greatest gift, flexibility. Whether you're bedridden, mountaineering, or dodging wildlife, work continues. But does this freedom translate to productivity, or are we just fooling ourselves? Are WFA employees more or less productive? Now, let's don our academic spectacles and wade into the research. Studies on WFA productivity are as varied as a Cape Town weather forecast. A seminal study by Bloom et al., 2020, found that remote workers at a Chinese travel agency increased performance by 13%, largely due to fewer distractions and flexible schedules. However, a 2023 meta-analysis by Yang et al. Revealed mixed results. While 62% of studies reported productivity gains, 28% noted declines, particularly in roles requiring collaboration, Yang et al., 2023. Why the discrepancy? It boils down to context. Knowledge workers, like coders or writers, thrive in WFA setups, as they can control their environments and minimize interruptions, Chowdhury et al., 2021. Conversely, roles dependent on team synergy, think creative agencies or R&D teams, suffer when face-to-face interaction is replaced by Zoom's pixelated purgatory, Golden and Edelston, 2020. A 2024 survey by McKinsey found that 45% of employees reported feeling less connected to colleagues under WFA, leading to slower decision-making in some firms, McKinsey & Company, 2024. Then there's the elephant in the room, self-discipline. WFA assumes employees won't spend half their day binge-watching The Office or reorganizing their sock drawer. A 2022 study by Barrero, Bloom, and Davis found that 30% of remote workers admitted to lower productivity due to procrastination or household distractions, Barrero et al., 2022. Yet, the same study noted that employees with dedicated home offices were 20% more productive than their office-bound counterparts. Technology also plays a role. Reliable internet and robust collaboration tools are non-negotiable. In regions like sub-Saharan Africa, where connectivity can be as predictable as a politician's promise, WFA's benefits are tempered by infrastructure woes, World Bank, 2023. Still, advancements in 5G and satellite internet are leveling the playing field, making WFA viable even in remote areas, ITU, 2024. The employer's verdict: is WFA worth it? From an employer's perspective, WFA is a double-edged sword. On one hand, it slashes overheads, fewer offices mean lower rent and utility bills. A 2023 Deloitte report estimated that companies adopting WFA saved an average of 15% on operational costs, Deloitte, 2023. It also widens the talent pool. Firms can hire top talent from anywhere, whether it's a data scientist in Durban or a designer in Delhi. On the other hand, employers face challenges in monitoring performance and fostering culture. The dreaded Zoom fatigue and eroded team cohesion can stifle innovation, Fayard et al., 2021. Plus, there's the risk of burnout. WFA blurs the line between work and home, leading some employees to overwork, Eurofound, 2022. Smart employers counter this with clear policies, like mandatory no meeting days or mental health support. So, what's the verdict? WFA is here to stay, but it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Employers must tailor their approach: hybrid models for collaborative roles, full WFA for independent ones. Invest in tech, train managers to lead remote teams, and trust employees to get the job done, whether they're in a hospital bed or a Himalayan hut. The data suggests WFA can boost productivity and cut costs, but only if managed with the precision of a surgeon and the empathy of a therapist. WFA is less about where you work and more about how you work. It's a glorious, chaotic experiment in human adaptability, one that lets us send emails from game reserves and boardrooms alike. Employers who embrace it wisely will thrive. Those who don't will be left muttering about the good old days, while their talent logs in from a beach. Ends. Author at Chris Blair, 21st Century Plus Posts Bio. At Chris Blair, 21st Century - Malongui - Disabled - Link. Incorporating AI into workforce planning. Optimizing skills for the South African workforce of the future. Part 2 at Chris Blair, 21st Century - Malongui - Disabled - Link. Incorporating AI into workforce planning. Optimizing skills for the South African workforce of the future. Part 1 at Chris Blair, 21st Century - Malongui - Disabled - Link. 7 decades of technological evolution. A new generational framework, 1960 to 2030. At Chris Blair, 21st Century - Malongui - Disabled - Link. Assessing the impact of the new world of work on the stakeholders of business. Positive or negative? Share on your socials.